The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts, a 6th event podcast, video event one-shots, and an additional video D&D campaign. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dum Dums and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dum Dums and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Kor, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. The gang are trapped in a circle of rancors after an endless chain of bad decisions. Vic refused to settle into his role as Brash's Sith apprentice. Brash realized the Emperor might not be able to make him live forever. Engage almost negotiated a truce, and Waka is trying to kill a whole tribe of rancors with his new tooth legs. There, you're caught up, so get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
Headaches are often described as a pounding inside your skull, as though a force inside it were trying to escape. And for Billy the Teenage Rancor, most of those headaches had to do with injustice and how, you know, his mom, the Empress, wouldn't let him, you know, hang out and go to Rancor Station to pick up some power converters with his buds. And, like, sure, he liked different music than she did, but she just didn't understand. But the worst headache that Billy the Rancor ever had was Waka Waka Fonzie, who is reborn, emerging from Billy's shattered skull, like a horrible newborn with tiny spiky legs, coming to wreak horrible vengeance upon the Valley of the Rancors. Adam, in terms of your hit points, your maximum has been dropped a bit. What was your HP when your legs got bit off?
4.
So we're going to drop that down to 2.
Well, one for each
leg. One for each leg. Sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I get you.
So you come out, I think, similar to, there's a great, sort of like weird undercurrent in the Expanse books and show about how space travel would just destroy the human body. So everyone just gets injected with drugs every time they go to like travel anywhere. I think your suit does the same thing. It just like injects you with adrenaline so you can't quite feel the lack of legs. So with your bloodied tooth legs, you stumble out of the Rancor's skull and begin opening fire. Is your goal to kill all the Rancors, or just are you just shooting blind?
I'm in a berserker rage right now, so I don't. I say that I tell them that their blood will pave my pathway to hell, and then I just start. It's a combination of fork gun blasts and me just throwing every knife that I have on my body at Rancors. It's just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, so for those of you who aren't Rancors, what are you doing to avoid this salvo? Because he's, like, soaked in Rancor brains and missing his legs and firing wantonly.
So this is something that I was accustomed to a long time ago. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to have him, you know, killed. A long time ago, mm-hmm. You know, his power, his unbridled power, he's just too damn good when he's so damn aggressive. So I try to think back to some of the things I would do to try and calm him down before. So I'm like, the sun's setting, big guy, the sun's setting. that joke goes to die.
we nodded. We're like, okay.
I was going to say, no, guy, the problem was... Some of us nodded, and the rest of us just looked to Adam, and we're like, does it work? We don't know what will affect him.
Okay. So I'm going to say, hey, buddy, the fifth moon of Endor is crescenting. It's crescenting.
I shoot my fork gun at you.
Okay, so Adam, go ahead and roll, please. Guy, what is your agility?
Let me check. That is...
Also, Tyler, that is a spectacular mug. I truly...
Thank you.
Thumbs up.
It's a 2.
Okay, so Adam.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 2 purple.
Okay.
And then you're going to use... this is... We determined that the fork gun is heavy, I believe? Or did we determine it's light? What does it say on your sheet?
Well, my fork gun's a lot of things, according to my sheet here. It's got a 7. It's 7 heavy, and it's melee and sniper.
So it is heavy. So roll ranged heavy and agility, please.
Oh, boy. So my agility is 2. Ranged heavy. Oh, here we go. That's
2. So that's 2 yellow, 2 purple.
It is harder for him to brace, though, to fire it, because he only has, like...
He can no longer brace. He lost his ability to brace.
Yeah. Oh, you're braceless.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. You are... If you were a teenager, you'd be the happiest because you were braceless. But since you're not, you're the saddest.
But now you can grit your teeth.
Yeah, enjoy tooth pain like the rest of us.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
You're a pleb just like us now.
You gotta brush your legs with Sensodyne every night.
All right, and so two yellow, 2 purple.
Yes, that's correct. Right, and I'm gonna give you 1 black because you're blind firing.
And I can't brace.
Because this is like blah, 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 blah. Oh, also I want to shoot this guy.
Right. Okay, all right, here we go. 2 successes, 1 threat.
All right. So what's the damage on the fork gun?
I think it's, well, it says heavy 7.
Yep.
Is so that the seven. Damage? Yeah.
And then you had 2 successes for a total of 9. Guy, what's your soak?
2.
So you'll take 7 points of damage as your son fork guns you to the chest.
So 7 points of damage. Yeah, where's my HP?
It's listed as wound threshold. As a threshold.
Oh, I have 12 wound threshold. So I'm like, what? I'm 3?
5, because I think 7. You have soak of 2?
Soak of 2.
So you take 7 off, you're at 5.
Yep.
Okay.
So a chunk of your chest plate is vaporized by the blast. But luckily, part of the reason you wear extra chest plates is because this is not your first time being shot by a disintegrating fork gun, and you don't intend for it to be your last. So you're hit by the blast, you're knocked back to the ground, and you can't help but feel a little betrayed that your crescent moon going down, big guy, didn't work. And you realize that it always worked on Waka, but now you might be dealing with Serpentos, and you don't know how to control him.
Tom,
yes,
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Knowing that Waka is amongst the Rancors and that we entered the scene from the woods, compared to Serpentos, does Brash have the high ground?
Yes.
Because the Emperor told him he could not be defeated if he had the high ground.
He did tell you that.
So Brash would like to take one step back, so he's slightly higher than Vic. And then he would like to say, it is time to reveal my destiny. And he would like to ignite the Emperor's lightsaber. Mm-hmm. And then using all of his belief in himself, he wants to throw it. And his goal is to chop off Waka's arms.
No!
That he doesn't have a rifle anymore.
I like how in all the other Star Wars movies, like, learning to use the Force was, like, heroic things. Like, no, I can guide these torpedoes if I just believe in myself. Or, like, no, if I just reach out far enough, I can, you know, contact my friends and they'll save me. And yours is like, if I just believe strong enough, I can cut off my friend's arms.
I mean, friend Sith is a generous
Lord,
term.
Baby.
But if you think about it, like, it should be easier because Luke was trying to save the galaxy and Brash is just trying to save himself.
Yes. All right, dude. I don't even know what you would roll for that. Adam, what was your agility?
My agility is 2, but did that lower?
Cause yeah, I think it's probably 0 for the purposes of dodging right now.
I'm just kind of like, yeah. All right. 0.
Oh. All right. Well, I think we established, Brash, that we're using presence for you for force powers.
Yep.
So go ahead and roll presence, and I guess,
do you want to just do ranged light because it's a ranged attack?
Sure.
Great.
I'm going to give you 1 purple. Not that Adam can dodge, but just you've never thrown a lightsaber before.
That's very reasonable. Do we have a destiny point, Tom?
You have 2.
Great. I will use 1 of those as well because I am throwing with the power of not so much Brash, but I think it's just the Emperor's lightsaber is specifically tuned in for acts of cruelty or spite. Then this falls into that category.
Okay.
So just the one purple. All right, let's see. That is 4 successes.
Oh.
Oh. Ryan, I have
more teeth.
I have an important question for you.
Yes.
How much are you trying to stop Waka? Is this like a disarm or is this a drop him?
I don't. For me, I mean disarm in the most literal sense. The arms are coming off.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I don't want to kill him, but I do want to dismember him.
All right. So, Waka, you're in like slow motion. You know, first person shooter, dramatic moment where they don't know what else to do, so they just slow down you doing the things you do in normal motion. Yeah, so just like blam, and like you shoot one of the rancors in the head and it explodes. You shoot another one in the gut, you know, you blast out the back. You turn, the Empress of Rancors is like charging at you, and it's just like full on shots up the body. Engage yells at you, you shoot him, and then suddenly there's a flash of red. And for a second, you remember what it was like to see that flash as the lightsaber entered your temple. And then suddenly, you're watching two halves of your beloved fork gun fall to the ground in front of you, clutched by each of your arms. And you kind of watch in horror as they hit the ground. And all of your internal systems are like blaring at you. And you just hear a voice in your helmet being like, out of drugs, out of drugs, out of drugs, out of drugs. And you tilt a little bit as your vision begins to blur. One final rancor is rushing you. It's one of the smaller ones. And just as you fall backward, you just raise one stumped tooth foot, and impale it through the forehead as you pass out, falling sideways, to the ground.
So I'm at zero, because
but a flesh wound, my friend. But yes, you are unconscious.
We're going off the logic that each limb is one.
I suppose so. Yes.
All right. So that's a zero then.
Yeah. So you pass out, literally and figuratively disarmed. Vic, you just saw Brash hack off Waka's arms. This weird. You being his boss named an apprentice thing seems kind of confusing, but this is also very concerning.
Yeah. I'll turn around to him because he's taking a step back to be taller than me, and say, where did that thing come from? Was that a laser sword?
It is my legacy, and it's what's going to save all of our friggin' asses.
You missed all the rancors.
And as it flies back into your hand, you just hear, "Wee."
Yeah, and then I will just snap it out and point it at the remaining rancors and be like, "Engage, I'm going to need you to translate this real loud if you're not dead."
Okay.
And I want to be Vic, grab Waka, and I want to speak and put all my, I want to use pheromones to just seem as deadly as possible, just like all the weird snakes I've ever smelt, all that shit.
Sure. I will say, though, you say whatever you're going to say, and then, Guy, it's up to you how you translate it.
Okay.
And I'll just say, "That tiny monster was the least of us. We could slay any of you, and instead we will leave you to pick up your dead. But come forwards, and you will fall." And then I pull back my hood and I say, "For I am Lord Handjob." I hate that I have to be consistent.
Darth Handjob.
I am Darth Handjob. It still doesn't feel better. Don't say this part. But all of you, we'll leave us alone and we won't kill anymore. And then I shove Vic over and I'm like, "Pick up Waka, we gotta get to the bike."
Okay, so he said that little ghoulie of yours, he was done exploded, and I'm gonna pop all of you turkeys like you're nothing but zits, you weenies. Let us go, fuel cells go. Fuck you!
Vic, you see Engage power down. You've got Waka that you're dragging out of the way there. Do you go and grab Engage as well?
I'm not strong enough to carry the both of them. I'll go over to Engage and kick him to see if his chest skis spring out of him.
I'll tell you what, you roll me a... I'll say computers. Yeah, you know what? Renegade knows computers. Let's roll a computer check to see if you can transform him.
I'll switch to my my renegade persona then. I need a vest. So what do you want?
Like you've
got
to switch sheets.
Yeah. Intellect then. So that's two greens.
Yeah.
Because I got nothing in computers. What's the difficulty?
Guy, how difficult do you think Engage is to engage these skis? Like, is this like
not at all. He's just powered down to conserve energy.
Okay, all right. So if he goes to like activate your skis, you're kind of helping from inside.
It's gonna work.
All right, so one purple.
All right. One success.
Guy was right. It works.
Yeah.
Even in power down mode, you know, it's like a PlayStation downloading games when it's in sleep. He just, the skis pop out.
Just like that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is a Unix system. I know this.
I'll kick him over so his skis are on the ground now, yep. And I'll lay Waka on top of him.
Cool.
And I'll start to spool up his tow cable and just start sledding, bringing them both.
This is the weirdest episode of A Christmas Story I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Cool. So, with that, the Rancors, what's left of them, kind of like give you guys wide berth. As you strap the tow cable onto the back of the Righteous Indignation, Darth Handjob, you gun the engine, your apprentice gets on the back, and together you head back towards the ship. Meanwhile, Waka, you're having a bit of like Frodo wearing the ring shit happen to you, where everything's kind of in like weird, spooky, like too many images mode. And it feels like part of the time you're like vaguely conscious, drifting in and out of consciousness in your helmet. But then other times it seems like you're floating in a greenish liquid. And you think you can see people kind of coming and going outside. And then suddenly one of them stops. And he's a Rodian, like Greedo. So like green face, like weird little like suction mouth. He comes over and he's wearing a lab coat. And he looks in and then starts like wildly gesturing to people. And then you're in your helmet. And again, like you can almost hear like static in your ears. And it's exhausting. And then suddenly you're back in this tube. And you think you hear someone say, "Sir, I think he's downloading." And then suddenly you wake back up in your helmet. You cough up some blood and pass out. Engage. You know Walk is pretty fucked up. But, and this is something you would never admit to a fleshy sack of meat. You've kind of wanted to make some improvements for a while. But it seemed improper to just hack off limbs all willy-nilly. You learned from your early days of evil robot medical school that that's just not something humans tolerate. But now, so I want you to start pondering what you would like to make upgrades on and what those look like. So you pull back up to the ship. You skirt the town. At this point, there's a huge firefight going on. The stormtroopers are like rushing after the Rancor, only to find more Rancors, and just a whole slaughter going. You really fucked this place up, right good. Dingo will never be the same. It will never eat another baby again. You board the ship, and Shatterstar's like, "Oh, thank God, the bike is okay." And then she sees everything behind it, and she's like, "Oh, God," and she just starts throwing up. What do you do?
All right, we need to get Waka into the medical bay and summon Sweep Sweep. It's time for someone to donate some limbs. We need to get him functional again. And hey, engage. You. Knock him on the head.
Hello?
So, do we need to, like, get you a battery or something? Like, how do we help
I already
you?
Plugged myself in when I was in sleep mode. I was running on automatic.
So you're good?
So you plugged into yourself?
No, I plugged it in this little outlet jack you got on the ship.
Oh, we're so back you, on the oh, ship. So literally right now. Okay, that's
just
fine.
Just right
so
now. Yeah, yeah, you can yeah, be, yeah. You didn't question. See it, but my little hand
you have
came
like
out
a spare battery, like one of those like portable cell phone chargers.
So let's imagine, yeah, we've got into the medical bay and it's like, all right, so here's the question. You decided to make Waka smarter and now he's trying to murder everyone. And from what I've heard, he's trying to murder the crew. Can you, like, put an off switch in there or make him less murdery or something? Because he almost killed you.
I'm afraid not, big guy. What's going on with him right now is he's clashing with his personalities in there. The only thing that can temper that wild horse.
More personalities.
Therapy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what? Yeah, therapy. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to input myself into his brain, and I'm going to have to talk him off the ledge.
All right, are you sure that'll work? Because, I mean, I could, and I just take his helmet off and just put the Emperor's lightsaber against the thing in the middle of his forehead, and I'm like, it worked before, right? Like,
hey,
we could
hey,
just
hey, you put that down.
Let's
That's
not
my
make
baby
any
boy.
Sudden, don't make any sudden
I'll
moves.
Talk
Listen,
over you talking.
He survived it before.
Blah, blah.
Survived it before, and he came out pretty pleasant. That's the friend I have.
Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Shut
sweep,
up,
sweep, just
that's a
stand
slur.
Over there. Was that at me or the droid?
The droid.
Okay,
sweep.
Got it.
No, look. I've had a change of heart with this fella. I mean, I've given him so much hell throughout his life. Needless harm placed upon him. And when once I fused with him, I figured, you know what? I think I really care for this big old lug. I need to make a difference. I need to be the big brother he never had, i.e. a dad.
Okay, but you being a dad so far has just meant you've helped him murder everyone, and then he shot you, so maybe you're not a great dad. Vic, I think I have the first job for you as an apprentice. I need you to be Waka's dad, but like a stepdad that's better than the first dad.
What?
We've already done this dad thing. I'm everyone's dad and everyone's my dad, apparently. This is already like a weird agreement.
I think we're going to reverse that. Waka's no one's dad. Waka is a troubled child. You're going to be his stepdad.
Hold on. So, okay. Hold on. Rewind. So I'm Danny Tanner. Vic's Joey. And you're Uncle Jesse?
No, no, I'm Jesse.
You're not Jesse.
No, I'm Jesse.
What makes you Jesse?
I mean, look at me. I'm the most handsome, charismatic one.
I've just realized.
I look exactly like.
You don't have a Sith name yet. Do you, Vic? I think it's time Darth Joey is born.
Darth Joey. You calling yourself Darth Joey now?
No, I'm Darth Handjob. I don't like it, but you get what the universe gives you. Speak to the Force
or whatever.
You called
yourself Darth Handjob.
Look, I will give you one do-over on the Darth name, but yes, I agree. He should be Darth Name from Full House.
Okay, you will be Darth Joey. That one's decided. Either accept the name or I kill you.
All right, I guess I have to accept it for now.
Perfect. I'm going to think on mine. And Waka, stay asleep. Engage. You can go into his brain to save him. However, I can see your evil machinations on how to make him stronger, and I'm not sure you're going to be effective in there. So I think you can fix his brain however you want, but I think we should give him sweep sweeps, arms and legs to try to soften him up a little bit. We'll have good sweeping strength, but not necessarily good murder strength.
Hello, everyone. This is Tyler Hewitt, just coming at you with a little special offer for you. You know, if you're a fan of what we're doing here on the show, then we have, to borrow a phrase from Jerry Holkins, a patron-oriented experience tailored just for you. If you go to
patreon.com/dumdumdice,
you can sign up and get a bunch of special features that we're not really going to make available to anyone else, so do that now. Well, not right now, but, you know.
So, Engage, I just want to point one thing out for you. This is a sound argument. Robot arms and legs would make him closer to a robot, which is something you can fully support. But they are flimsy-ass robot arms and legs.
Exactly.
That said, Nyx and Shatterstar, actually Shatterstar more than Nyx, seems to have, like you know, mechanics arms, and she's pretty well built, so, like, there might be some flesh arms and legs that you could use as well.
What? Okay.
I'm just giving you your options as a robot.
Yeah.
I will also say, Ryan, well, the powers of the Force might be able to give you insight into organics. Robots are a weird gray space, like the Yuuzhan Vong. So, like,
Oh, yeah, I don't know what he's thinking. I mean, I'm not an actual Jedi. I'm just a guy who knows how to throw stuff sometimes and yells a lot.
So while you think about that, Waka, you're still drifting in and out of consciousness. You're not seeing the tube anymore, though. You're just kind of, what do you think is the nicest place, or not even the nicest, but like, where's the place that, Serpentos would like the most in the world? Like, what's the place that he remembers most fondly?
Castle Grayskull, something like that. Some other trademarks fucking thing.
He's in a combination of Castle Grayskull, Cat's Lair,
and the Terradrome.
The Technodrome.
Excuse me.
The tree from Gummy Bears. The
tree he's also from a Disney Rescue World. Rangers.
He's all the princesses' castles. I think right now they're just kind of in like, you know, like in Stranger Things, that kind of black.
Yeah, the Upside Down.
Yeah.
Like, or sorry, Eleven's version of the Upside Down, where it's just like spooky Russians and good lighting on water.
Yeah, yeah. So they're there, yeah. And there's kind of like two Wakas, kind of just
the Waka and a Serpentos.
Yeah. So there's Waka and Serpentos, and they look the same.
Yeah.
But they're both in this room, except one is like playing with the water, and the other one is kind of just standing there brooding.
Okay. Are they talking to each other?
Not yet.
Okay.
One is Waka is kind of like splashing in the water, and Serpentos is brooding.
Brooding. Yeah. Very cool. It's like in Final Fantasy VIII where you could just select, I would like to be alone, and then Skull would just sit there and do nothing. okay, cool. So, let's see if Engage actually decides to enter your brain to give you therapy with Vic, and if not, then we'll talk about what happens. So just hang tight. Engage, what have you decided to do?
Well, I'm going to go into his brain. Mm-hmm. While I've been charging up, while I've been powering up, I managed to like steal some copper wire around the place, and I've just like rigged some really tiny arms like really quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, just to, you know, stuff to build on. It's like small, it's like pieces of Lego. I'll be able to build on it exponentially.
Okay,
afterwards.
So we're talking like Forky from Toy Story 4, where it's just like shitty little like.
For now, they're mobile.
Tiny arms.
Okay. They're mobile, but they will be worthwhile. But it will be a good project for the two of us to work on.
Okay. Yep. Vic, right. Darth Joey, are you going to go into his brain as well as the stepdad of Waka Waka Fonzie?
I mean, not willingly. I just want to fucking drink. Darth Joey, what did this fucking happen? What is happening?
Well, you see, I got the tall, wiry frame, so I'm obviously a Tanner, a Danny Tanner. That's it. Everything else was just random chance.
That is admittedly a very fucking Bob Saget way of doing this, which is just like, no, I'm just declaring it, thus it is so.
Yeah, and if you guys don't shape up, I'm gonna make you clean your rooms.
I don't want to clean my room, so I'll do this.
We found Vic's one weakness: binary choices.
Yeah, and I'm just happy that the arms are shitty and made from parts of Sweep Sweep and wires, and this is all just going according to plan. Why wasn't Brash a Sith Lord earlier? He doesn't know. This really seems to work out for him.
All right, so Vic and Engage. Vic, what, aside from the threats, what is the benefit that Vic can see to himself of going in? Is it being like the cool stepdad who's cooler than the original dad? Or is it just literally... he's afraid of death.
I think to helping, definitely afraid of death is a big one. But I think helping Waka seems just like a generally good thing. Waka's being helpful and helped him out. So,
all right. So, yeah. Brash goes to like boot up the ship. The two of you enter Waka's mind palace. So the two of you materialize. Vic, what in Matrix rules, what do you look like in here?
I look like me because I'm already perfect.
Yeah, but what outfit? Like, are you wearing the Zoot suit? What's the
idea? I'm wearing an outfit that you guys have never seen before, which is just me in like my like Denbar best. It will be a purple sci-fi like tuxedo with like a holographic like finish on it kind of things, so, like when I turn it like shimmers and stuff like that. And a walking stick.
Dope. Engage, what do you look like in a mind palace?
So I'm wearing moccasins. I have very high-waisted tan pants. I have like kind of like a very nice-looking, kind of almost flannel shirt, you know, done up. And I got like coiffed black hair kind of tousled with like a bird nose. I look like Danny Tanner.
All right.
But still a robot. Like, don't, yeah.
So like metal face, but exactly. With Danny Tanner features. All right, gotcha.
Yeah, with a full a fake human nose, though.
Oh, okay, amazing. And is the hair a clear wig, or is it like...
It's clearly a wig.
Okay, so it's not like sculpted metal that's been painted to look like hair.
No, it's real hair.
All right, cool.
It's real fake hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's horse hair.
Hey.
Tauntaun hair. All right, so the two of you approach, and you see Waka... playing with the water. You can tell it's Waka because he has the plate in his forehead. And you see Serpentos brooding, and you can tell it's Serpentos because he doesn't have the plate in his forehead.
Hey, fella. Hard day, huh?
Which one are you talking to?
I'm talking to both of you.
Okay.
I'll direct this at Waka first. Hey, pal. Hard day, huh?
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Oh, fine, pal. Fine. You're doing okay, though, huh?
Well, I'm doing great. Look at this.
And then I, like, reach my hand down in the water, and I reach it back up. It's like, it's solid, but it's wet. And I can just kind of, like, I'm going in and out. I'm like,
Our sweet boy is back.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. And, hey, Serpentos, Ultra Magnus, are you there?
I don't say anything.
Oh, he's in one of his moods. Look, guys, you gotta bridge the gap. Now, as a dad, I know one thing about bridging gaps. And the only way to do that when two people are in a spat, trust fall exercises. So, Serpentos, I want you to basically be the base behind Waka Waka, okay? I want you to be strong as an oak. And Waka Waka, I want you to fall back into Serpentos Ultra Magnus's arms. All right? And I want you to come together. And I want you to work it out.
Well, this sounds scary.
And Serpentos doesn't say anything.
Vic, are you going to let all this dadding advice happen without your input? It's okay if you do. This is a moment of growth.
Yeah,
if
I'm
so.
Just kind of like, I think just like looking around, I was like, what the fuck? What is going? How did I get here?
don't mind the guy in the zoot suit. It's all right. Just focus on the trust exercises.
This isn't my zoot suit. I will show you my zoot suit once we're done.
Waka / Serpentos, what did the two of you do?
So Waka gets up and he starts walking over to Serpentos and he kind of like is. Getting ready to fall. Serpentos kind of sidesteps and lets Waka fall back into the water. And then he walks over to Vic and he's like, tell me, handsome one, if you had a problem that you needed to have gotten rid of, how would you deal with it?
How would I deal with it?
You seem intelligent. I'd like to hear what you have to say. And I like that suit. What's that made of?
Well, I don't know. The label is, and I start like trying to check the label.
It says
hologram ink.
Yeah.
Well, it's really nice. I really like it. I think you're a very snappy dresser.
Thank you. I am. So the question is, what would I do if I had a problem with someone?
Yes. Say you had an idiot that you had to deal with.
Oh, boy.
And you had to get rid of him. What would you do?
You know what? This actually is sounding like a real scenario that I'm dealing with in real life.
Oh.
This is just this dumb friend of mine who's getting all on his high horse about being a Sith. I mean, what is a Sith even?
Oh.
He's just throwing shit around.
Wait.
Just making a mess, calling me names, you know.
Yes.
He's mean. He's gotten real mean.
Well, you're not answering my question. What would you do to this mean person?
I think I gotta tell him how I feel, you know, and let him know that he's being a jerk.
Mm.
You know, because as a subordinate, he can't be acting like that under my leadership.
Oh, I see. See,
actually, you know, where's the door? And I'm like just reaching through the darkness, like I gotta go. I gotta talk to
someone. Hey, wait a second. Stop. Hey, Serpentos. Stop trying to take over this therapy session. You're the one in therapy, not the one giving out therapy.
I'm not talking to you, murderer. I'm talking to Vic, this smart, handsome man.
Oh,
now, Vic.
I like this guy. Who is this?
Oh.
Damn it, Vic.
My name is Serpentos Ultra Magnus.
Wow.
Yes.
That's quite the name.
Well, let me give you a tip, because I've dealt with things like this before.
I'm open to receiving suggestions.
Okay, and I kind of walk over to Waka, who's like, he's like rubbing his head. He's like, oh.
Still in the water.
Yeah, he's like, it's kind of, his head's in the water and he's like kind of trying to push it out. See, whenever I have a problem,
mm-hmm.
I don't really talk to it. I just like to get rid of it. And then I pull up Waka from the water and I rip his head off.
No! No!
Waka derezzes as you watch his it's a full, like, his body drops to its knees and his eyes just lock on yours, Engage, and he just says, "Mr. Engage, I don't feel so good." And then his head disintegrates. Serpentos, you do a full, like, Shakespearean, like, you just look into Waka's eyes as his head falls apart in your hands. Do you say anything to him as he disintegrates?
I just smile at him and I gently put it in the water and I just step it into the water.
Cool. Suddenly, you're bolted back to the ship. Vic and Engage, you sit up from your not cool sci-fi plug-in chairs, but probably like weird janky Star Wars ones where you're wearing like an ice cream maker on your head or some bullshit. And you kind of take it off and you look around and with tiny spindle arms, you see Serpentos Ultra Magnus rise. Adam, what do you say to them?
I say, I'm going to make you both a deal. I'm not going to rip you apart with my spindly arms if we work together and become and take over Brash's Darth title.
Boy, we were you guys all just watching the same like weird show that I was watching?
God damn it, you idiot.
Meanwhile, Brash, unaware of the conspiracy beginning with your apprentice, as all Siths must inherently not be aware of, because you have picked up the 300 grenades from Uber, and you've pulled back into the system that Agrippa and Tutu Cups' planets are in. You're bringing the ship down kind of back at Tutu Cups' place, having decided on a course of action for the party. Are you going to betray Tutu Cups, or are you going to give him the money that he was promised and use his codes to access Agrippa?
I think he would have to go talk to Nyx about it. And then he probably, if he could... He probably message Vic, who'd get the message probably in the middle of this conversation that would show him, just be like, "Vic, this is just a thing for you, but you are my trusted apprentice, and I think you and Nyx and I can really build a future together. So if you want to join me in a hold, we can make a plan and move forward as a team. It's time for me to give you some more authority. You really took to this stepdad thing. I'm proud of you, Darth Joey. Come here in a minute if you want to or not." And then he just like hang up and leave the option.
All right. So he goes to discuss with Nyx. Vic, you get this text message as Serpentos is making his offer. Do you go to the hold or do you stay with the mutineers?
I'll read the message out loud. I'll see. He can be so nice. And then he ends it with that jerk name or whatever. Anyway, I'll just tell him, be right there in a minute. Sorry, what were you saying?
Okay, look, so clearly he's become a threat. He has that lightsaber that we all agreed we wouldn't touch, and he's touching it.
Laser sword. It's called a laser sword.
It's a... Anyway. So he's clearly betrayed us. He can't be trusted. I suggest you trust me, since I am no longer a babbling idiot, and we take that sword, and we take him out with it. But first, give me, like, RoboCop legs and arms, please.
Engage. You've been in the black market evil guy game long enough to know what's up here. Also, Waka was your sweet, sweet murder baby. Hmm. Do you... I think publicly you'd probably keep whatever you're going to do under wraps. But internally, are you on side with Serpentos or are you on side with Brash?
Well, I'm on side with Brash. I'm a Brash baby.
So are you going to... So I'm going to skip a step here and say the way this mutiny is broken down... Vic is blissfully unaware, but will probably make a decision. Serpentos is attempting to seize control of the Darth title and become a Sith Lord. And Engage, you are going to feign service to Serpentos while secretly working to avenge Waka. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
All right, Vic. Whose side are you on, or do you not understand there are sides?
He doesn't quite understand there's sides. Vic is on Vic's side most of the time. Vic's just looking to have a good time and, like, rescue his parents. That's like...
Great. So, with the battle lines drawn, oh, shit, what was the stupid name of the ship right now?
Wee Baby Seamus.
The Wee Baby Seamus, thank you.
Jesus. Pulls into port. It's the one thing I wrote down.
Yep, pulls into port. Vic, you stand talking with Nyx, eagerly awaiting the arrival of your apprentice. Engage, you begin to construct RoboCop arms and legs.
Sweet.
A project you desperately hoped to do with your sweet baby boy Waka, but instead are doing with his evil sumbitch alter ego Serpentos. And Vic, you're still just unsure about that bowling alley. But nevertheless, having kind of agreed that maybe Serpentos is your apprentice, but also maybe Brash is your apprentice, you're not sure, you go to make the most important decision of all, which is, do you want one Dagobah mudslide or two?
Oh man, that decision makes itself two every time.
So Dibs begins working on it. And we slowly pan away from the ship into a presumably like circle star wipe or some bullshit. but unlike most episodes of the show, we do get an epilogue. The same time now in a space only one far away, Waka, you awaken in a tube. And suddenly the greenish fluid around you drains out and you fall out of this space to the ground. And suddenly there are a bunch of people in lab coats around you helping you up. And as you blink goo out of your eyes, you realize you have arms and legs. And you look around and your vision blurs momentarily. But as it begins to focus, you see doctors kind of like all around you. And then beyond them, you just see... in big letters, the word Waka Initiative. And a smiling doctor walks over and says, good. He downloaded. It would seem our test site was a success. And everyone goes, hurrah! And with that, Waka Waka Fonzie, you are dragged to your feet and carried off for further examination.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dumb Dumbs and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dumb Dumbs and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, the Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, Sue One, Devin Boyce, George Dolby, One True Artistry, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.